I'm going to be your tour guide and bartender.
It's just 10 o'clock on Monday morning, but visitors to the St. Augustine Distillery are already trickling in. They're here to tour the factory and to taste the gin and vodka.
Let me start off with the recipe of a Florida mule. This is our take on the classic Moscow mule. There you are.
The distillery occupies the bottom floor of a 1920s era ice plant that once produced huge frozen slabs for shrimp boats and homes. Amid the steampunk looking copper stills and barrels of aging bourbon, co-founder and chief financial officer Mike Diaz says business has blossomed since the grand opening just over a year ago.
We get about 9,000 people a month through here. We sell product to about 33 to 35% of those.
Diaz expects to extend the distillery's reach thanks to a bill the Florida legislature just passed. Soon, craft distilleries will be able to sell 4 bottles to consumers on site, up from the previous 2 bottle allotment. For Diaz, this is big news. On a scale of 1 to 10,
it's a 9.5. I mean, it's a very, very significant change for us. The law, as it initially was drafted, from the whole time since Prohibition, said we could offer a tour, we could offer people a sample, and then we could shake their hand and send them down the street to a retailer to buy product if they wanted it. We're precluded from selling any product.
Diaz says it's taken lobbying lawmakers in Tallahassee to change restrictive laws for small producers. Local distilleries have fought pushback by retail groups representing large beverage distributors and manufacturers.
And we're pioneering ground. And quite candidly, a lot of Florida distilleries that come after us will benefit from the work we're doing. All these legal changes are not specific to this distillery. They're specific to our entire industry.
Distilleries aren't the only ones benefiting from the recent legislation. Jacksonville native Ben Davis opened Intuition Ale Works 5 years ago.
You know, with Jacksonville, now we've got, I think, 7 breweries with another on the way. And, you know, and that's all happened the last 4 years. And I think we still could support many more.
Soon, breweries like Intuition will be able to sell industry-standard half-gallon containers of beer called growlers. And a legal change clarifies they can serve beer in on-site tap rooms.
And unfortunately, it was a pretty frustrating process because we, in our mind as an industry, were asking for something very common sense.
Davis says despite the obstacles, the future is bright for craft brewing in Florida. The law is one step in making craft, small batch, and local products more accessible to consumers.
You know, it's just going to grow, and I think we're going to just have a lot more respect and clout within the state as a legitimate industry and not this cute little cottage industry that's making fun little beers for hipsters. You know, it's a legitimate industry that pays a lot of taxes, employs people.
Craft brewers and distillers hope this law gives them a leg up in a complex and competitive industry. The new mandate will become effective with Governor Scott's signature. In St. Augustine, I'm Anna Hamilton for WJCT News.